Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be back. My name is Doug Owen, and I am your host for the next hour. We will be talking about an array of interesting topics and things that have happened over the last 2 weeks. Glad to be back. Last weekend, spent some time with family and friends. Didn't have the ability to get to the show, unfortunately, but fortunate for this show, it's going to be pretty jam-packed. Lots of corruption, scandals, things that the mainstream media is trying to obfuscate. Of course, I mean, we have the political sideshow that is the battle between Donald Trump's campaign, the White House, and the mainstream media, which has become almost nonsensical, almost pointless following. Quite honestly, it's become uninteresting to the point that I just haven't been following. Rince Priebus, the new Goldman Sachs guy, the oustering of the whipping boy, the press secretary, in with the, or out with the old, in with the new. That's pretty standard procedure in almost every White House. They usually go through a few press secretaries before they find somebody that can handle the pressure of trying to push an agenda, and you know, pushing a lot of lies, and of course, dealing with probably the most combative mainstream media press that you could remember. So that's kind of interesting. Although I have to be honest, I'm kind of tuned out. We've got lots of other stuff that I'm totally tuned into, like what's happening with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what's happening with Halliburton, what's going on in South America, and of course around the world. You can be part of the show telephonically. 800-313-9443 is the number. You can text me. Great way to be part of the show. 512-222-3067. Blacklistedradio.com is the website. It's the hub. We have an interactive chat room. We have lots of cool features, exclusive content, all sorts of stuff that you can be part of this show. Let's just start with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It's the first bullet point in my notes. If you haven't been following the story, started back in February with three IT professionals that were working for the DNC. They are the Awan brothers. Now, back to Trump. As much talk as we've heard about him wanting to expose corruption and drain the swamp, it's really – and is let's be honest, as vocal as he is on Twitter, it's pretty surprising that he hasn't talked a lot about the Awan brothers. So if you're not familiar with the saga – Zero Hedge has a nice little summary background here. While most know about the Yemen raid, most do not know about the dismal of the three Awan brothers, Abid, Imran, and Jamal Awan. On February 2nd, they were abruptly removed from their positions of managing information technology for the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Though they were initially suspected of merely stealing equipment, a connection with the previously hacked computers of Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz revealed something far more sinister. Now, one of them was trying to escape the country. So there's been tons of updates. May have heard about this last, I guess, Friday. In Washington, it's never about what they tell you it's about. So take this to the bank, people. Yet, the case of Imran Awan, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, mysterious Pakistani IT guy, is not about bank fraud. Yet bank fraud was the stated charge on which Awan was arrested at Dulles Airport this week, just as he was trying to flee the United States for Pakistan via Qatar. That is the same route taken by Awan's wife, Hina Alivi, or Alvi, in March when she suddenly fled the country with three young daughters. She yanked out of school, mega luggage, and about $12,400 in cash. By then, the proceeds of the fraudulent $165,000 loan they'd gotten from the Congressional Federal Credit Union had been sent ahead. It was part of a $283,000 transfer that Awan managed to wire from Capitol Hill. So these guys are running. Now, interesting enough, there's new evidence that these Pakistanis, these IT guys, were helping Debbie Wasserman Schultz basically steal information from the DNC, use that in a malevolent way against Bernie Sanders. So we all know about Debbie Wasserman Schultz's affinity for Hillary Clinton and how she tried to rig the election. She actually did rig the election for Hillary Clinton. Some of the videos that have come out of her threatening a sheriff, her telling all of the people, all of their super delegates to shut the F up. Okay, Hillary's your girl regardless. Real Clear Politics has an interesting piece. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer has been making the rounds. He was on Tucker Carlson tonight, and he said that there is now evidence that the Democratic National Chairman and the current Congresswoman, Demi Wasserman Schultz, used Imran Awan for these malevolent activities and manipulative things against Bernie Sanders in the 2016 Democratic primary. So the FBI has taken possession of the hard drives of the Awan brothers. They raided them, their homes, and found a ton of forensic evidence. Reports of the FBI seizing computer hard drives from the home of the congressional IT director and aide of Florida Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz are accurate, according to the FBI sources. This comes from The Hill. With the exception of one major detail, the computer hard drives were not damaged when they were confiscated. But guess what, kids? They are damaged now. Now, that's pretty high-level corruption. it's not shocking that somebody inside of the FBI may have made their way to the evidence room. But, I mean, this reeks of a great conspiracy at all levels to be able to do this. I'm sure we'll find out more. The FBI is working in some capacity to assist the Capitol Police on the Awan investigation. Confirmed the hard drives and other computer equipment have been damaged, but are pointing the finger at the Capitol's police chain of custody with the evidence. So the Capitol Police, the FBI, somebody got to these hard drives. It's going to be interesting to see what they get off of them and if any of that is released, if we find any new revelations. So Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer also went on Fox News, and he said that one of the interesting things that he believes the Awans were aiding in is the voice manipulation of altered phone calls that Jared Beck, the attorney litigating the DNC fraud lawsuit, had received. And he's talked about those. If you followed Jared Beck and the DNC fraud lawsuit for a while, it's been going on. We've talked about it a few times here on this podcast. It's pretty interesting. I mean, saying, hey, we were ripped off, and the Democratic National Committee robbed the people, and that they want their money back, rigging the primary against Bernie Sanders. And it's very palpable. It's very provable. It's very likely that if this is ever allowed to make its way to trial, the DNC could be in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. There's some collusion. There's some things going on in the FBI. And meanwhile, Robert Mueller, who is a Clinton operative, is out there on the Hill digging up dirt on Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr. And we're finding out so much more about this. I don't know whether or not Donald Trump will get rid of Jeff Sessions and try to fire that's the rumor mill. That's the CBS fake news that he's going to get rid of Jeff Sessions, which I, for one, would be all for. Not a big fan of Jeff Sessions here for multiple reasons. But one, he's a crazy old man that wants to put people into prison. And he is funded and ideologically aligned with those that want to expand war, profit from it, and of course putting people into prisons making private companies rich with their products and this private prison slavery labor force is, it's abhorrent. It's something that I'm completely against. So I could rail on him all day long, but back to whether or not, you know, they're going to get rid of Robert Mueller, I think is, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't serve Trump's agenda. It would make him look bad. Not that Donald Trump has done a lot to try to make himself look good, at least in the eyes of those that are opposed to him. And why would he? I mean, he speaks to his base. You know, trying to make people on MSNBC love you, if you're Donald Trump, is probably, in my mind, a lot of wasted time. So anyway, Disobedient Media had some pretty interesting coverage of the DNC fraud lawsuit. They discussed the ominous phone calls received by Beck's offices. The individual called the Beck's using a voice modulator with a caller ID corresponding to the Aventura offices of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We covered that. they didn't, what is it, *951, so that you can use a anonymous or, you know, a privately protected number so that you can, you know, remove your caller ID. It depends on where you are in the world, but it seems like it'd be pretty easy to do. But these guys are definitely rookies. Went to Reddit trying to get information on how to manipulate data. And, you know, there's a whole long thread on Blacklisted News about the Awan brothers using Reddit openly, and all of those things tied back to IP addresses right there on Capitol Hill and in Florida, where Debbie's office emanates. Anyway, it gets better. It really does. Russian lawyer also met with Seth Rich and was provided emails just weeks before Rich's death claim. Radar Online, not conspiracyplanet.com or any other you know, scary fake news website, it has this report. Makes it even more interesting. Of course, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she is an operative. She was on the ground. She was at the eulogy for Seth Rich. Said she had no idea who he was, but yet she's there eulogizing this man. Very interesting. It gets better. According to a new report published by Radar Online, Russian lawyer Natalia, I'm not even going to be able to, we'll call her Valensky, Lewinsky, Levinskia, met with DNC staffer Seth Rich 4 to 6 weeks before he was murdered, around the same time she met with Donald Trump Jr. at Trump Tower in June of 2016. Jack Berkman, a GOP-connected lawyer, told Radar Online that his source, a DNC tipster, claimed the Russian lawyer had met with Rich about a month before his death, 4 to 6 weeks, and Seth provided her with emails that were apparently leaked or leaked later on WikiLeaks. We don't know what the Russian lawyer eventually took to Trump Jr., but what I have is very credible source saying emails were given to her, and he added, whether she gave them to Trump Jr., I don't know, but I can't imagine that she wouldn't offer. So you have this where Seth Rich, one of these DNC staffers that ended up dead. Nobody wants to look into his death. If you talk about it, like Sean Hannity, it's mainstream media suicide. You might as well don your tinfoil hat and you know, talk about Pizzagate in the minds of the mainstream media. I mean, they went after Hannity for this pretty hard. But there's a lot of questions. So you have this lawyer that's tied to this Trump expose, this what seems to me to be an obvious attempt by the deep state, if you will, the intelligence agencies, the FBI, coordinating, working with DNC to frame and to implicate Donald Trump Jr., who just wasn't bright enough to see what was happening. An obvious setup, it seems, to Doug Owen here. Anyway, interestingly enough, so you have this arrested DNC staffer. Now, who is the lawyer you want? Longtime Clinton associate, of course. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton, they part and parcel. I mean, she has been just vocally, vehemently behind Hillary Clinton, and has done a lot of the dirty work. Debbie deserves a lot of credit for the Clinton crime machine. Anyway, after getting arrested Monday night at Dulles Airport, we talked about that, in Northern Virginia, while – an interesting place too, right there in Spookville. While attempting to flee the country on a flight to Qatar, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT staffer, according to Conservative Review, has decided to hire a lawyer with longstanding connections to the Clinton family for legal help. Chris Gowen, a founding partner of at Gowen Rhodes Winograd, and Sylvia apparently did a little bit of everything for the Clintons over the course of multiple years, including working in the Clinton White House, helping President Bill Clinton write his book, My Life, and serving on Hillary's 2008 presidential campaign. It goes on. There's a biography published about him on the American University website that says worked with several other controversial Clinton projects, including the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, and the Clinton Health Access Initiative. I mean, Anyway, also pretty interesting, this new report that came out of the Daily Caller showed that Imran Awan was frantically liquidating assets on the day of his arrest. Not a shocker there. And another weird tie-in. If you're not familiar with Tosh.0, I forgive you. it's pretty raw and just, I mean, I think he's a great comic. He does great stand-up. But Tosh.0 is a comedian, and he has a show that he basically just critiques stupid videos. And in one show, he recently uncovered this pedocentric YouTube channel just shows a lot of like teenage girls in bondage and young kids at home in pajamas. It's just a really weird kind of creepy YouTube channel. And, you know, he noticed that there were like a million people subscribed to this channel. Anyway, YouTuber Tracy Beans discovered that the Pakistani DNC IT staffer arrested Monday night for bank fraud while attempting to flee the country was a fan of several pedocentric YouTube channels, including the one featured on Comedy Central's Tosh.0 program. I don't know. Yeah, you know, apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. It's weird stuff, though. Weird stuff going on. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, man. She has, I mean, there's just, you know, this huge, huge, sinister scandal. And I would say 90% of the Americans are in the dark to it, and whether or not this becomes mainstream remains to be seen. I mean, you even have Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, a lot of these conservatives, Mark Levin commenting on Wasserman's role in the DNC fraud, the lawsuit, even Seth Rich. And, of course, it's compartmentalized. It's only people on the right talking about it. And, you know, I don't know if there's going to be a breakout, if anybody's going to go to jail, but they absolutely should. Absolutely should. Speaking of which, the war machine continues on. A little tidbit looking into the costs of the Iraq war found that Halliburton basically frauded the U.S. government for over $1.4 billion. Now, these are just, you know, little missteps by Halliburton, which is a really nuts company. We'll talk more about them. It's awesome. It's back on the slide, lots of new bands, blacklisted radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I was a teenage anarchist, but the politics is just convenience. In the depths.
And welcome back to Blacklisted Radio. Good to be here with you on this Sunday evening. It's the 30th day of July. Didn't say that earlier, 2017. If you don't know what day it is, it probably doesn't matter to you. I don't know why people say that. Don't know why that becomes a point. Maybe just, you know, people want a reference. I don't know. Anyway, it says it on the podcast if you download it, what the date stamp is. I am happy to take your texts, your phone calls, 800-313-9443. Got a text message, I guess it was last Tuesday. It said, Doug, I like your show, but I don't want to hear about problems. I want to hear about solutions. Oh, that one. You know, I've said it many times. I'm not really an activist. I think that if you understand problems and you look at how they apply to your life, whether you're being scammed by the government, whether it's a draconian policy or law that's being pushed down your throat where you live, knowing, you know, as the afternoon specials used to say, knowing is half the battle. If you know what the problem is, then you can devise a personalized solution to whatever problem it may be, whether that's you wanting to get into politics, getting into activism, making people aware of certain issues, or just speaking your mind to those around you, those people that matter most. I mean, it's really a personal thing. I mean, a solution in general. I mean, you know, people, I think too many people always think, well, I can grow my own food. Okay, well, that's good, you know. Yeah, getting off the grid, being less reliant on the system. But, you know, to what effect? If that's the way you want to live and you don't want to be part of it, you want to isolate yourself from society, which, you know, looking around, doesn't seem like such a bad idea to me either. that may be one thing that you want to look at. Tired of the banking system? Maybe you want to look at virtual currencies. Maybe you want to start your own currency. There's all sorts of things that people can do depending on, you know, what works for them, personal solutions. I think that people all too often jump on, well, let's ban lobbying, or let's have term limits, or let's get rid of the IRS, or let's do this, or let's do that. And it's, you know, I mean, all of those things I think are valid. And believe you me, I would be happy without an internal revenue system, especially now that it's tied to healthcare. But you have to win the consensus. You have to. This is the hard thing. You got to convince millions, if not billions, of other people that you're right, or just go out there and do something. I think that people provide solutions. Begging, asking, wishing for the government to do that is, I wouldn't say it's insanity, but it's not nearly as effective. So there you go. Halliburton, we mentioned this right before the break, basically scammed the U.S. government for $1.4 billion. $1,700 was what they were charging the U.S. government, the U.S. taxpayer, for a gallon of gas. If you go back to the Iraq War, remember how all of the soldiers were being blown up because they didn't have decent military equipment? The vehicles were under-armored. I saw websites and different charities collecting money to buy body armor for the troops. And, of course, we always heard, there's no money. No money. we're spending it all. $1,200 per case of soda pop is what Halliburton charged the U.S. military. This Senate, DPC Senate panel, these hearings, there's a joint report that you can go to the Senate and grab. It is maddening. It is just, I mean, it is the swamp. When people talk about let's drain that swamp, I mean that in a lot of ways, not just the Pepe memes and other things like that, referring to Donald Trump, but truly draining the swamp. It is the military industrial complex. It is just a massive, massive waste of money. The trillions of dollars that we could have spent on infrastructure. And I could just go on and on and on. How much money? I mean, we could have probably written a check to every single American for probably several million dollars, and it would have been cheaper than the Iraq War. What is the fruits of this? Well, I mean, we have a destabilized Middle East. It wasn't great under Saddam. Probably not great even under Bashar al-Assad. But man, oh man, Albert, a lot of their subsidiaries make a lot of money. That's who's winning the war. No doubt about it. Quick break. Back on the other side. It's Blacklisted Radio. The big old highway. I do 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 do. I do 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 do. Do 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 do. I do 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 do.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calmline contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And I say, hey, 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 live it like we're
ready. So you say military-industrial complex, Doug, it's not out of control, and we need it for the security of this nation, and we got Muslims that are coming here, and they're going to kill your babies and all of that stuff. And some of that may be true, but if you don't think it's out of control, this story, we'll put it in perspective, how fake cops got $1.2 million in real weapons, or how to get free U.S. military weapons. Build a fake website and the Defense Department will oblige. When you think of the federal sting operation involving weaponry and military gear, the Government Accountability Office doesn't usually jump to mind. The office is tasked with auditing other federal agencies to root out fraud and abuse, usually by asking questions and poring over paperwork. Blah, blah, blah. The Government Accountability Office created this fictitious law enforcement agency, complete with a fake website and a bogus address that tracked back to an empty lot and applied for military-grade equipment from the Defense Department. So, what happened? Through that ever-infamous 1033 program that's been militarizing U.S. police for going on like 10 years now, they were able to get the U.S. military to send weapons, Halliburton, all of those companies that are part and parcel, especially with weapons, Raytheon, Dimecor, all of those come to mind. They were happy to oblige. We're sending guns, grenade launchers, all sorts of military equipment to this location. So, you know, when it comes to military intelligence, there you go. The GAO. I mean, who thunk it? But there's been plenty of stories that we've covered over the years about that. Some weird ones that we have going forward. Wells Fargo They're back at it again, speaking of corruption. This time they charged people for auto insurance they didn't need. About 800,000 customers were charged for fake car insurance. And they stole about 25,000 cars. Wells Fargo is now under fire for charging nearly 1 million customers with fake car insurance that sent many of them spiraling into fraudulent debt. Not laughing, it's about par for the course. Last year's scandal for Wells Fargo was the revelation, my friends, that over 1.5 million people were victims of fraud by overzealous employees trying to hit quotas. Yesterday, we learned that the new fraud had been thrust upon Wells Fargo customer base, this time in the form of unneeded auto insurance. You got to love their vigor, don't you? You know, it's anything for a buck. And, you know, I think about the privatization of the IRS. You know, they're now going to send out companies like Wells Fargo, people having to hit quotas, and probably, you know, I mean, who, you know where it's going. You know what's going to happen, the stories and the people that will be wrongly rated, and the IRS will, you know, steal people's homes, and oops, wrong guy, got the wrong person. It happens over and over and over again. So there you go. The military-industrial complex, plenty of banking scandals. And, well, it's not just you, the listener of this show, that knows that the Italian banks, the Spanish banks, and the pretty much the future for the European Union are waning. Brexit has brought to bear a lot of restructuring financially. You know, the City of London is where, you know, international banking happens. A lot of fraud. A lot of places do business there. The Bank of Japan is now relocating some of their investment firms. And if you're an investor, that's probably where you're at, or you're in Connecticut. Anyway, new proposal. It's your money, but you cannot have it. EU proposes account freezes to halt bank runs. You know, we know the banks are insolvent. At some point, the people out there, the general public, are going to want to take out their money. The government and the EU are saying not so fast. Not just the countries, but the European Union itself. So it's not the Spanish government. It's not a sovereign nation. It's if you're not exiting the system, your banks may be part of this equation. European Union states are considering measures which would allow them to temporarily stop people withdrawing money from their accounts to prevent bank runs. When you want it, can't have it. In an EU document reviewed by Reuters revealed, the move is aimed at helping rescue lenders that are deemed failing or likely to fail, but critics say it could hit confidence and might even hasten withdrawals at the first rumors of a bank being in trouble. You know, that's the problem. Talk to Ben Bernanke. Talk to people at the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, huge investors. The market's not the problem. It's that people are – and algos are now determining. I mean, something happens on Twitter, some, you know, story that goes live, and before you know it, that has immediately affected all of these algorithms that are trading stocks. So – you know, this systemic risk for that is pretty large. I mean, we've already seen a few of these resets and circuit breakers being installed in the NASDAQ and the Forex. There's been several halts, glitches over the last year or two. At least, you know, I'm more aware of them that lead me to believe that, well, I mean, they're preparing for something. Obviously, if you're going to put forward this legislation, now whether it, you know, happens or not, that will be interesting. But we saw what happened in Greece. We saw what happened in Romania recently. I'm just trying to think of the other place that was hit. Belarus? Was it Belarus? No. Yeah. Somewhere over there in the Eastern Bloc. But Cyprus. Yeah. Which is, you know, obviously a Russian banking magnet. So, you know, the shenanigans may begin. We know the situation. I mean, they're not even conducting the same kind of stress tests on the banks that we are. But, you know, I've seen enough Ambrose, Rose, Pritchard stories to lead me to believe where it's all going. And if the smart money is it's about to blow up, then that's why. Thus, this is the solution. So it's kind of an ominous thing, that a foreboding article, but not surprising. I've been talking about it for years. Lots of people have. Interesting stuff in the creepy and downright scary technocracy that we are facing. Driver's licenses could be coming to your smartphone in Maryland. They have a new creepy technology. This Russian company has, called InTech Lab, ignited a controversy last year when it released this Find Face app. And literally, it is able to show emotions. It's able to read those. It's kind of what the TSA's Behavioral Detection Agency really should have. But now that people are accepting of all of those biometric scans, getting rid of those stupid boarding passes and those stupid passports. They're so lame, and technology is so lit, or whatever the kids are saying, right? I know some of you are like, wow. People are thrust into this, and they're accepting. I can't think of anything that would be a worse idea than putting driver's license databases and creating some app that you can use to show a cop, I really do have my license, but sorry, the battery's not charged. Don't worry. They already got those tech scanners in their car. They'll plug you right up, and they'll extract all that data from your cell phone anyway. No problem. No battery needed, kids. So I just think about this. And what's the solution, right? What is the solution? People in Honolulu, Hawaii's capital, have an idea. Smartphone zombies have become a problem. They're a big problem in Hawaii. People just mindlessly walking across the street into traffic, bending their necks, staring at the ground. So they want to get rid of the smartphone zombie problem. They're now going to charge people $99, little ticket for texting while crossing a street. Now, you might say, wow, that seems kind of draconian. I can't look at my phone when I'm walking down the street. What if I'm really good at it? What if I'm aware? But these are the kind of laws that, seemingly are to help protect people. And people like these laws because, all these kids probably need it. I see a lot of people, maybe even some of you out there listening, that think it's not a bad idea because people are, stupid. So there you go, I guess. I'm not a big fan of this, although I do think that smartphones and smartphone addiction, just like a lot of addictions and things that are distracting out there in the world, are bad. The Kim Kardashian's butts are probably more distracting than cell phones, but people like them. I don't know what to do about it. I'm not going to fine people for, reading gossip mags about Kim Kardashian's baby. Kind of feel for you. I don't know. It's mind candy. Anyway, it's happening right here on the mainland as well. Distracted driving. Drinking coffee is still okay under Washington State's new law. Can't do anything. Now, we've all seen that guy or that gal that is reading a newspaper, eating a bowl of cereal, driving the car with their feet. And there probably should be a law against that. I've always said it's really simple, and we need to simplify all of these regulations. You have a thing called reckless driving, okay? Whether you're text messaging, drinking, alcohol, unable to keep your car in the lane, all of those things can be really categorized into one thing, and that is you're recklessly driving. Now, if you can drive your car, keep it in the lane, you seem to know what you're doing, you're not hurting anybody, and you're good at driving with your feet. I know paraplegics that are good at driving with their feet. Seen them on TV. I don't think you're breaking the law. If you can do it, fine. If you can eat a bowl of cereal, fine. If you can shove a breakfast taco in your mouth doing 70 down the highway with a phone on one side of your head and salsa on the other, good for you. But it's funny enough. Can't drink Dr. Pepper. But coffee, we understand because it's Washington. And, you know, home of Evergreen State University. All I have to say about that. Amazon has a new patent filing that kind of gives us a hint into Jeff Bezos, who's now the world's most rich guy, his thinking. They have a patent that will allow Amazon drones to scan your house while they're delivering to you. Preparing for the future means preparing for every part of your life. And it's good information for companies like Amazon that, you know, really are omnipresent. They're everywhere. They know everything. They're listening. They're shopping. I mean, people – I mean, I enjoyed Amazon, and now I just think that they're the Borg. And, I have a real problem. And, of course, you know, Jeff Bezos, he's above criticism. He's sacrosanct because the Washington Post, owned by him – you know, they're not going to criticize. And he owns lots of other mainstream media publications, and criticizing him. There's actually, you know, a great piece on BLN today about it. And this on the heels, if you didn't hear about the iRobot, the vacuum, that was that they had a plan, the Rhombus, some of you know it as. They were going to sell maps of people's homes that these smart vacuum cleaners were collecting to people that wanted statistical information, want to know the average size of a home, or I don't know where the dog sleeps. I mean, big data doesn't have to make sense, and you know, consider the companies that buy it. It doesn't even have to be that relevant. But once people got wind that hey, your robot vacuum cleaner is spying on you, didn't you know the Twilight Zone in the 1950s warn us about this? Didn't X-Files teach us to not trust the government or, you know, private companies? I mean, we know about the Internet of Things. We talk about how insecure that is. There's over 150,000 domestic cameras in the U.S. that are easily hackable. People buy cheap Chinese stuff, and before you know it, your nanny cam, your baby, your sleeping babies on the Internet, and people are looking at it. You don't even know why. You know, the Chinese, the preeminent police state, have a new plan. They've got a Muslim problem too. China's forcing Muslim minority to install spyware on their phones. Chinese authorities in the province of Xinjiang are forcing locals of the Uyghur Muslim community. I'm sure I'm mangling that. Anyway, they're installing an app on their phones that will allow the government to scan their device for terrorist propaganda. Wow. Jeff Sessions probably would like that a lot. In reality, the app creates MD5 hashes for the user's files and matches them against a database of known terrorist content. YouTube, PewDiePie, Blacklisted Radio. Have you been listening to Blacklisted Radio? Anyway, the app also makes copies of the user's Weibo and WeChat databases and then uploads it to the government server. We want to know everything you've been talking about with all of your jihadi buddies. So, you know, sure, it's the Muslims here, and maybe they are extreme, and maybe, you know, they are dangerous and plotting. But, of course, they'd probably like to use this on the Buddhist monks, the Tibetans, the Taiwanese. You can only imagine where this goes. They also are using the IMEI and IMSI and Wi-Fi login information, so... not only does government know everything, but it's really easy to, you know, pin a false flag on you because they can create this, you know, if they want to. I mean, a complete fabricated terror plot right there on your phone. Interesting stuff. Anyway, they've developed this, and it's being rolled out by local police. Speaking of big, bad corporate companies, we've talked a lot about Foxconn. Company that had to install suicide nets around its Chinese slave camps where people were making the iPhones because rather than making an iPhone, it's just better to off yourself after you've been working for 85 hours. Anyway, they're coming to Wisconsin. And I don't know if that's going to make America great again or what. I don't know how that's going to help the people of Wisconsin that are going to be shilling out more than $3 billion in corporate welfare. They're getting jobs. They're going to give them the tax, that reduced tax rate, and let them operate freely and compete against, I'm sure, other local manufacturers and those that would make, you know, products in this country if it was, you know, affordable. but they have the leverage. They have the money. And Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, is one of the vocal critics of this plan. He said that they can go suck lemons. Good for you. Good for you, Scott Walker. Not too bad. Anyway, they're going to exempt the project from environmental impact statements. The State Department of Natural Resources conducts those. You know, you have to build a retention pond. I mean, if you have a golf course, there's drainage, runoff issues, all of that. That's just one of the many things. They're going to let them build on a riverbed, artificial bodies of water, natural waterways, all sorts of stuff, without getting state permits. Must be nice. Anyway, quick break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. For all of you smokers, you don't want to go anywhere. Much more coming on Blacklisted Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
To talk about the water, cancer-causing pollutants detected in most tap water across the U.S. Tap water from 48,000 public water utilities was found to contain multiple cancer-causing ingredients, all sorts of nice things in there, chromium-6, nitrates, arsenic, dioxin. It goes on. So you want a solution? Filter your water. Air Force admits firefighting foam was spilled on base and contaminated the water and soil. For people of South Colorado Springs, they were left in a lurch. Goes on, this pre-fluorinated chemicals were spilled during testing and during training, and the levels in the local groundwater are 1,000 times higher than they should be. So there's plenty of things out there, especially the government, it seems to be poisoning people, especially with the Air Force here. Fighting for freedom, got to poison some people. Anyway, AOL had this story that I thought was an absolute hoax. I thought this was fake news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is aiming to lower nicotine in cigarettes to non-addictive levels. The agency on Friday announced a regulatory roadmap and shifts as part of a larger attempt to tackle tobacco-related death and disease, saying it plans to begin a public dialogue about lowering nicotine levels in combustible cigarettes to non-addictive levels through achievable product standards. Because nicotine lives in the core of both the problem and the solution to the question of addiction, addressing the addictive levels of nicotine in combustible cigarettes must be part of the FDA strategy for assessing, addressing this devastating addiction crisis. Ooh. So now the government wants to regulate nicotine. You see where this is going, obviously, for your benefit, keep people from dying. One of the things that I see is an obvious problem is that people that are addicted to tobacco or to cigarettes will just smoke more of them to get that buzz, to get the craving, to get the fix that they want. And even new smokers would want more than what is provided. I could see people, getting their own liquid nicotine and spiking cigarettes and then, different levels and warnings and whatnot. An obvious Orwellian solution to a problem that's out there. And of course, if you know me, I love tobacco. Owned a cigar brand for a little over 2 years. I've been to the Dominican. I've been to tobacco fields and the barns where they age and process tobacco and raw tobacco. And it's unmedicated and chemical driven state that people. People in the U.S. smoke cigarettes, and they're less than 25% actual tobacco. Most of that is tobacco-flavored paper that has all sorts of other stuff besides nicotine. Nicotine is addictive. There's no doubt about it. So is sugar. And of course, people like Mayor Bloomberg or the previous Mayor Bloomberg wanted to regulate how many big gulps you could have a day because they're addictive. Almost anything can be addictive. If you enjoy it too much, it might be a problem. I mean, when's alcohol addictive? When, most people would say when you lose your job, that's when you have a drinking problem. Up to that point, most people socially accept that. When is cigarettes a problem? When you can no longer afford them and they become a financial burden. That's already, part of the sin tax system that we have. Got to tax you for your sins. So the people that, obviously, have issues with control. I mean, obviously, you smoke cigarettes for one of two reasons. You actually enjoy them, which I did for many years when I smoked them, before I quit smoking cigarettes and started smoking cigars. Which is a lot different because you don't inhale them and you absorb the nicotine, all of the oils from the tobacco that are being burned off during that process. But the fact that this next week. Until then, take care.
Of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.